just kind of one of those games where in the second half your team just cannot put together back-to-back baskets in a rally.
Yeah. The third quarter boiled down to we gave up too many uncontested layups. Mm-hmm. We were letting them go baseline, which isn't where our help is or our rules to follow. So that mm-hmm. was an unfortunate part right there. I just thought we got a little bit out of position, and Hunter doesn't need a whole lot of help yeah. to get to the basket. So we let him off the hook right there. I thought the first half we guarded really well. Mm-hmm. I thought a number of them did. And, yeah, that like you said, the second half we couldn't put together any buckets, you know, consecutively. And they made it a little bit more difficult. You know, they started running traps out, but we were catching a little too high. So a lot of things that, you know, we can fix and pretty easily, really. So, we talked, you know, this was a great opportunity, these back-to-back games with Colby and Goodland to kind of see where we're at. But not only that, but to see where we need to get better at and really mm-hmm. focus our attention. So, you know, in that sense, it's a good thing. They kind of shined a light on a couple of things. But, you know, we really competed. We played hard. And that's a team that when they get a lead, they're really good at keeping it. Mm-hmm. Just with Hunter's ability to handle the ball, you eventually have to start running traps at him. And he's just so good with it that he makes those plays. So, you know, that's a very tough team, especially playing with a lead.
I was going to say, you know, going back to Alex Trango, he had the tough assignment on Hunter Vaughn. And what you guys were able to do, he did not attempt his first shot until 9 minutes and 44 seconds into the game. I think you would take that to the bank anytime.
Absolutely, you know, and we gave Alex that challenge, and I might have been the only one that had no concern, just because of the type of kid that he is, the mentality that he has. I had no concern about his ability to get out there and you know make Hunter's job a little bit harder. And he did that. And with that said, you know, Hunter still got, you know, 15 points or whatever he had. But, yeah, he had to work for him. And, you know, we lost and got on him a time or two and did a good job. And we gave up, a few too many transition baskets. But, again, you know, that's we're trying to pressure a little bit more and you take those chances. But, like I said, I'm extremely proud of our guys for playing the way that they did. We just got to be a little bit more efficient on the offensive side.
Yeah, and I think probably the efficiency really hurt it, and it kind of goes back to that third quarter. You guys had 5 shots underneath the basket, just could not get one to drop in.
Yeah, you know, we battled and battled right there and got a number of good opportunities. They might not have been the smoothest looks, you know, a couple of them were tip backs, but we had our chance right there, you know, to either get the lead back or, you know, keep it a little bit closer. They just didn't go, and that's basketball. That's what happens, and you know, you learn from it, you move on, and you try to make the most of those opportunities. But, you know, I like where our guys are at. You know, they play extremely hard, and you can't ask for much more.
Yeah, no, this is a – you wanted to see this early season test, and you're going to see Colby again here later on in the year, but there's a long ways left in this season. You say a long ways. We're already 6 games
right?
in, but there's still 2 months left. But
yeah, it's crazy. You know, I don't know if we've ever played 7 games before Christmas break, but you know, our guys play a lot of minutes, you know, those that are out there and, you know, just if they're in foul trouble, that takes away from a little bit, but, they play hard. You know, a number of those guys probably didn't come out of the game and they continue to play hard and, you know, Dylan got going early and helped us out, you know, but you know, proud of the guys and their effort. We just got to get a little bit better.
Was it tough for your kids maybe at times? There's 3 different 3-point stripes out here, and do you think that was an adjustment that it maybe took a while for them to make? But they felt pretty confident from where they launched them from.
Yeah, they did, and I don't think those lines play with players as much as we think they do, because our whole goal, you know, our kind of philosophy is if you're in rhythm and range, you know, let it go. Now that range might be different, you know, looking at those lines. I don't know, but. I'm sure they shot a few deeper than they would normally, but if they're in rhythm, I've got no problem with those guys pulling the trigger. And, you know, we did a very good job of playing in a rhythm early on in that first quarter especially.
Yeah.
But it seemed like about midway through that first quarter is where we kind of hit the skids a little bit and we kind of got out of a rhythm. Some of that was because they started scoring too. I thought we played smarter tonight for the most part. We had some travels, but I didn't think we forced it when it wasn't there. I thought we took a step, forward in that sense. We just got to be a little bit more efficient offensively.
Well, you go back home one more game before the break and take on a pretty good Goodland team. I know they lost tonight at Holcomb there, but you know, Goodland, they're going to be they're a young team, but they're going to be a handful coming up here on Tuesday.
Yeah, I mean, we want that opportunity. We want them to come in and, you know, back-to-back road games for them this week to close out break, and we want to play the way that we have been, which is extremely hard. We want to pressure and make people's lives difficult. We don't want them to be able to run offense. You know, all those things go into the games that that we prepare for, and I know our guys are going to be ready. They're going to be eager to get going, and you know, so it's an exciting time, like we've talked several times. It's got a different feel to it when our guys take the floor, because you know they're going to put 100% out there.
Well, once again, good effort for your team, Coach Brian Gentry, joining us here post game. Thanks again, as always, Coach. We'll see you next week.
All right, thanks, Adam.